Well, good morning. This is Linda Morris, and this morning on the Vital Wellness Support Call, we're going to be talking about progesterol and the magic ingredients that's in the citrus bergamot fruit, which I've been told, at least that's the French way you say it, is bergamot, not bergamot.
Okay.
So just to give you a little bit of background, although it does taste like a stronger grapefruit, let's talk about citrus bergamot riso. Plant sterols for your heart. And if you're on a speakerphone, please mute it because I hear a background. I hear myself twice. So citrus bergamot riso is a specialized formulation based on a type of bergamot, a citrus fruit containing very high levels of plant sterols. And the reason we're talking about this is because of Mekin's progesterol, which is for cardiovascular support. It assists people with high blood pressure, you know, high cholesterol, and also blood sugar imbalance. So it is part of our Kins and Vital Balance weight loss package that also includes the Vital Kins and Vital Balance and also the liver support. So back to citrus bergamot. These compounds have been proven to support the body's natural ability to control production of low-density lipoproteins or LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol that has been implicated as a factor in heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension. Bergamot plant sterols also supports a physical function that moderates absorption of triglycerides, the material in fats and carbohydrates that is deposited in fat cells, adds to the buildup of fatty tissue, and is linked to diabetes as well as coronary artery disease. At the same time, these sterols may help in increasing levels of HDL, the high-density lipoproteins recognized as beneficial to metabolic and cardiac health, blood glucose and blood pressure. The potential benefits offered by bergamot are not limited to those associated with heart function and cholesterol. These plant sterols have been shown to help the body maintain healthy regulation of blood glucose, the blood sugars that, when out of balance, can lead to pre-diabetic conditions. Constricted blood vessels are another cardiovascular concern. These are a principal factor in vascular hypertension. Bergamot plant sterols are known to confer a natural vasodilation effect, a relaxing of blood vessel walls that may assist in maintaining blood pressure that is already within the normal range. These compounds have been shown in research to significantly reduce cholesterol LDL, triglycerides, blood glucose levels, while increasing HDL, which is the good stuff. Let's see, and moving on from there, I'm going to go into, I have so many things open here, let's see if I can find them all. Let's see. Going on to one of Mekin's PowerPoints about progesterol, when it first came out over at the Royal Alliance, they were talking about both the Stiaga and the progesterol. In another call, we're going to go more into the Stiaga. So progesterol is cholesterol, blood glucose, and weight loss. Citrus bergamot riso origin is Calabria, Italy. 95% of the worldwide production takes place right there in Italy. Health benefits of progesterol: cardiovascular health, reduce total cholesterol, reduce LDL, inhibit LDL oxidation, reduce triglycerides, increase HDL, inhibits plaque formation, reduce blood sugar level, diabetes, improve vasodilation, help calm the blood vessels, maintain blood pressure, and significant reduction of coronary artery disease risk and weight loss. Apologize for this cough that I picked up. It seems to really like me and doesn't want to go away. Statin-like compounds in bergamot. 3-hydroxy-3-methylglutaric acid, HMG, bound to heterin and neurogen inhibits HMG reductase, key intermediate in cholesterol metabolism. And then we have this beautiful chart that actually shows total cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood glucose. And it shows like a minus 42 in total cholesterol, plus 31 in the good cholesterol, minus 44 in the bad cholesterol, which is LDL, minus 25% in triglycerides, and minus 10% in blood glucose. And I'm not going to go into everything else on that page, but it's all good. Citrus bergamia protects arteries from injury. Balloon injury, scar tissue formation, increased LOX, increased free radical. Bergamot restores the antioxidant status, reduces free radical formation, reduces LOX, and reduces injury artery vessels. Now, talking about free radicals, I was a flight attendant, and just being on any flight, you're going to have a lot of free radicals showing up in your live blood analysis. So thinking about taking bergamot before you get on an airplane can help reduce some of those free radicals that are roaming around in your blood. Another reason to take it. And let's see, optimal cholesterol level. In case you wanted to know, total cholesterol is less than 20 is normal. Borderline high risk is 200 to 239, and high risk is above 240. The LDL cholesterol, optimal, is less than 100. Normal is 100 to 129. Borderline high risk, 130 to 159. High risk, 160 to 189. And very high risk is over 190. The HDL cholesterol should be greater than 60 to be optimal. Normal for men is 40 to 50. Normal for women is 50 to 60. Low is less than 40 in men and less than 50 in women. Triglycerides, normal should be less than 150. Borderline, high risk, 150 to 199. High risk, over 200 to 499, and very high risk is over 500. And I can send out this PowerPoint so you guys can see this chart.
That'd be great.
Don't already have it, otherwise you're going to be like, what? What did you say?
I tried. I couldn't write it all down fast enough.
No, I'll just send it out, I promise. Bergamot juice reduces blood levels of triglycerides, cholesterol, and glucose in 192 metabolic syndrome patients after 30 days. That's pretty amazing. And I remember them talking about the white papers and on the progesterol or the bergamot, and they have better success with bergamot than any statin drug on the market, according to medical studies. And it's shocking to most people because it's a totally natural ingredient. It's not man-made, which, you know, we've always been told that man-made does not mean it's going to work better, that everything is found in nature. We just have to figure it out and find it and combine it and use it, right? It's just showing the reduction and all the other stuff. So hypolipemic and hypoglycemic activity of bergamot polyphenols. So this looks to be the medical study and how like the placebo effect was very minimal, actually. And bergamot is about 20 times more effective, 26 more times effective. And, let me see. Bergamot, 500 milligrams a day, total cholesterol, it reduced 20%. HDL, it increased almost 23%. LDL, it decreased 24%. Triglycerides, it reduced 30%. And blood glucose, it reduced almost 19%. And if you actually did 1,000 milligrams a day, total cholesterol went down 26%, HDL increased 40%, LDL went down 36%, triglycerides went down almost 39%, and blood glucose went down 22%. A statin group 1,500 milligrams a day, the chemical way. Went down 24% total cholesterol, and the LDL went down 27%, but it had no impact on the HDL, the good cholesterol, on triglycerides or blood glucose. So a lot of times when we talk about the progesterol, you start off the first month, 2 ounces once a day. And then if you're already healthy, you do not have any of these issues, then you go back to 1 ounce a day. If you have issues or if you've been on a statin medication, some of the doctors I've spoken with have suggested you do 1 ounce twice a day and you stick with that dose. And that would be 2 bottles of the progesterol a month, which is only around $39. So it's healthier for you. And, you know, it's interesting because people that are on statin medications, they say, well, you need to avoid grapefruit juice. Well, this is essentially, you know, similar to grapefruit juice. And yes, you want it. It's good for you. It's helping. So if you really think about that, that just doesn't make sense. So let's say, well, if you were actually to drink grapefruit juice, man, you may not need this medication when you really start to think about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So data was pulled from 238 patients, 82 patients with isolated hypercholesterolemia, which is the LDL, over 130. 76 patients with mixed, dyslipidemia, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertriglyceridemia. 48 patients with mixed hyperlipemia and glycemia. 32 patients previously on a statin, 60 days washout period. So that was the data. And, So anyway, I won't email this out because just talking about it on the phone really doesn't make any sense.
But it's a great study for comparison of, you know, the statin drugs and progesterol. So I'm anxious to get it, Linda. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great study, but, you know, sometimes talking about it on the phone is like, oh, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. So I will be emailing that out.
It would be a great follow-up for people who want to for those that are hearing about it and then the ones that need to know or need to let their doctor know.
Or so pharmacist.
Piece of that, you know, yeah. and say, this is what, you know, this is what I'm doing and here's your why if you need to know it. Or how. How it's helping so well, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a friend that I got his mom on it. She had high cholesterol and high blood pressure. She didn't like the taste of it. I'm like, well, so what? You know,
yeah.
I know you drink alcohol. I'm sure you've had a shot of tequila or something, a whiskey or something in your lifetime. This is 100 times better tasting than that. And you know what? It's good for you. So she kind of got over it, and she would just call me, I need to order some of my magic juice, you know. And even though she was only doing 1 ounce a day, her blood pressure went down, her cholesterol went down. Actually, it was in less than 2 months. So it's pretty amazing how simple this can be. And, you know, really reading more about how it really is helping to balance your blood glucose or your sugar.
Well, I'm back on it, and I didn't realize it. I just tried it when it first came out, and I'm like, well, I don't have high cholesterol. I'm not going to, you know, I don't really need that, you know, didn't really understand it. And then I had my blood cell analysis done, and it was told to me that my white blood cells were a little sluggish and that I wasn't processing my fats well, and in that, the oxygen's not getting around. Right, there's some things that aren't occurring in the blood if you've got that stagnation. And then, you know, some other things underlined, like, do you have pain in your legs? Do you have pain in your feet? And I'm like, no, I don't, you know. So, but after, then I did. I might be one of those hypoglycemic people, you know, because I was like, all of a sudden, I started having a pain in one of my legs. Wait, isn't
the power of suggestion, right?
Ooh, yeah, or maybe I had it and I didn't know what it was, and maybe I bumped myself or did something, and then it would go away, you know, kind of like the back of the knee or the different things. But I've been on it now for, well, I just got back from a trip, but so I wasn't on it as regular. But I've been on it since about a month now. And I don't have any of the issues with that. I'm just trying to see, well, you know, all of it's about prevention. And if we can prevent things from happening, and if this helps our blood not be so sluggish, or the white blood cells not be so sluggish, right? And plus,
and it calms down the vessels, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing the blood. Oh, here, let me read this. Blood glucose and blood pressure. The potential benefits offered by bergamot are not limited to those associated with heart function and cholesterol. These plant cells have been shown to help the body maintain healthy regulation of blood glucose. The blood sugars that, when out of balance, can lead to pre-diabetic conditions. Constricted blood vessels are another cardiovascular concern. These are a principal factor in vascular hypertension. Bergamot plant cells are known to confer a natural vasodilation effect, a relaxing of blood vessel walls that may assist in maintaining blood pressure that is already within the normal range. Weight maintenance. As high cholesterol and triglyceride levels contribute to an increase in fatty tissue buildup, influence these levels in turn can be a material assistance in maintaining a healthy weight when combined with a program of diet and exercise and the vital balance. Yes, I added that part. Diabetes facts. 23.6 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. 23.6 million. That's diagnosed, 17.9 million, undiagnosed, 5.7 million, pre-diabetes, 57 million. That's according to the American Diabetes Association, National Diabetes Fact Sheet. Natural. What's remarkable is that this broad and varied combination of health-supporting characteristics stems from a single natural source, the bergamot fruit. This fruit is the basis of all natural citrus bergamia miso juice. It is provided as a convenient juice that may be consumed alone or mixed with cold beverages. So if you don't like the taste of it, mix it with the Ciaga or something else. It just needs to be cold. Sea miso is a concentrated and standardized serving of bergamot to afford daily support for your heart and cardiovascular health. Specialized bergamot fruit is formulated using the variety Citrus Bergamia Riso, a strain of bergamot that grows in the Calabria region of Italy. A nearly unique set of climatic conditions are required for cultivation of this plant. For that reason, approximately 80% of worldwide Riso production derives from this area on the coast of the Ionian Sea. Citrus Bergamia Riso is different from other bergamot variants, notably Citrus Aureatum, which contains synephrine and other substances that may affect heart rhythms and arterial pressure. The Riso is naturally free of those ingredients. The bergamot fruits, destined or bitter oranges, are carefully cultivated without the use of pesticides, harvested and then blended under strict process controls. The final product is stabilized to help maintain freshness and potency, but no artificial preservatives are added.
And it tastes great, too. No. It does.
Anybody
our bergamot product is pretty, is just bergamot, or is there anything else put into it, Linda? I don't have the fact sheet for me.
Okay, let me grab my bottle and take it to the light so I can read it. Other ingredients. Agave nectar. Okay, so that's to help make it a little bit more tasty, I suppose. Blood orange. Clementine, bergamot, so it looks like they put some other oranges in to make it a little bit more tastier. Ascorbic acid, venison, in Spanish. Let's see. Other ingredients: agave nectar, carrot and black currant juice for color. And that would be it. 1 ounce per day. Well, you know, if people have issues, 2 ounces a day. Remember, it's a fruit. It can't hurt you. And that's what a doctor in my group, my mastermind group, he said, if you already have an issue, if you've been on statin drugs, and this is what he tells his patients, is you can either keep taking this statin drug that can cause stroke-like symptoms, erectile dysfunction, and other issues, or you can take 2 ounces of progesterol a day. So it's pretty cut and dried. So, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, but I get my medication for free. Well, nothing is for free, especially if it's doing other damage to your body.
Following my stroke, I was put on the statin drugs, and I had all of the symptoms, side effects.
Oh, you did?
Side effects. So when I told my doctor I wanted to be off of those, he advised me not to, and I said, well, we have this product that I think can help me. So we agreed that I would take a half of a statin pill and then go on progesterone for 3 months, then have a blood test. Then I would go on progesterone for 3 months, have another test, then we'll decide whether I'm going to be remaining on the pills or just on progesterone. The long and the short is, after 3 months of just progesterone, that was my best cholesterol test I've ever had.
Yay.
Now, I just had, and that's when I was taking 2 ounces a day. Then I was good, so I reduced it to 1 ounce a day. And I just had a test 2 weeks ago, and I noticed that the cholesterol was creeping up a bit. So now I've gone back to 2 ounces a day. 1 ounce in the morning, 1 ounce before bed, and in a month I'll have another test and see how that goes. But for me, it's been a godsend to be on progesterone and get off of the statin drugs.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for doing your own double-blind study for us. I guess I wasn't blind. But I think it's also important to note your stroke was not caused. It was caused from a head injury.
Yes, but my cholesterol has always been high. And after following the stroke, my doctors always wanted to put me on some statin drugs. And because of the stroke aspect and my body was in shock, etc., my cholesterol was going up and up and up, and my blood pressure was going up and up and up. That's why they suggested that I get on some type of medication.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I've been keeping my cholesterol in check, and that's been the best for me.
Now, are you avoiding any foods along with that, or are you just taking the progesterone? Is there any, like...
No, I'm not avoiding any foods. I'm on the regular... Kens and Vital Balance meal replacement, where I avoided all of the wheat products and you know, anything that's white. But I do that because of choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's important to share that information. And you also use Himalayan pink salt, the healthy salt, opposed to iodized salt.
If I could throw something in there, too, I had a conversation with a fitness guru at my gym last week, and just sort of casually talking about a variety of things, picking his brain and getting some info. And this guy was a well-respected, or he had titles with bodybuilding, his cholesterol was up, and it's different figures in Canada. His figures are up above 700. That's a different measuring process. And when he said he got off of, he takes lots of, he doesn't do any meat, doesn't do any chicken anymore. He does turkey. The breaking point seemed to be for him with chicken, and apparently it's lectins or something in chicken that cause a problem, that could cause a problem for many of us. After he got off of chicken, his count went from 700 down to 300.
Wow.
So quite significant.
Wow.
As far as just, so again, when we think of foods are pretty important as far as what we're still putting into ourselves, and every body is different. Not to discount for the great effects of bergamot, because we know what those are. So I thought that would be rather interesting for all our listeners here. Now, I think it is, I'm going to cross-check with them, but I think it is lectins. Heather, you might be able to comment.
I don't know if Heather's on today, but let me go ahead as we're wrapping up and read this Kins and Bergesterol quick reference sheet that you can find in the Nikan Library. So it's a two-page sheet. It says clinically tested, support for cardiovascular health and cholesterol levels within normal range. That's why they say, well, you have an issue, 2 ounces a day, or at least that's what I'm saying. Natural ingredients, exclusive strain of bergamot fruit, grown without pesticides, concentrated and standardized serving, no artificial colors, sweeteners, or preservatives. Gluten-free, kosher certified. And like the Kins and Wellness Organic-Based Nutrition, this is that little information they put on all of our whole food nutrition. The Nikan Nutrition Philosophy. Hippocrates, the father of medical science, said, let food be your medicine. Nikan Kins and Wellness Organic-Based Nutrition is found on the principle that natural whole foods are the ideal source of the nutrients your body was designed to consume. They are living foods in the sense that healthy natural nutrition supports normal physical function, contributes fuel for energy, and helps the body defend itself against illness, aging, and environmental challenge. I think that's just a perfect reminder of, like, let your food be your medicine. Bergesterol features and benefits. Promotes cardiovascular health. Helps maintain levels of triglycerides, blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol that are already within healthy limits. Daily support for heart and cardiovascular system. Formulated to provide a complete serving of bergamot extract for regular use. All natural. Extract of bergamot and other fruits. No artificial additives or preservatives. Made from Citrus Bergamia Riso, specialized strain of bergamot from the Calabria region of Italy. Readily bioavailable, more easily absorbed than powdered material in capsules. That's why it's in the liquid form. Going on to the back side of the quick reference sheet, the facts. Cardiovascular health is a major challenge. The cardiovascular system sustains life, providing nutrients and oxygen to all tissues, and its proper function is essential for survival. This includes maintaining normal levels of blood cholesterol, a vital compound of cell membranes. Triglycerides from fat tissue and blood glucose provides fuel for energy, and the cardiovascular system transports these. Blood pressure within a certain range allows for proper functioning of the system vessels, heart, and other organs, and this is also regulated by the heart and cardiovascular network. Kins and Bergesterol can help maintain levels of triglycerides, blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol that are all within normal limits. Bergesterol is an all-natural means of cardiovascular support. It is a juice extract made from a citrus fruit, the bergamot, which has a very high amount of natural plant sterols. Bergesterol is a blend of bergamot and other citrus, the blood orange and clementine, formulated to provide an optimum combination that is also low in calories and high in vitamin C. The only type of bergamot used to produce Kins and Bergesterol is the variety Citrus Bergamia Riso, a strain that grows in the Calabria region of Italy. Approximately 80% of the Bergamia Riso derives from a single area on the coast of the Ionian Sea. Other bergamot products are made from citrus aurantium, a bergamot that contains synephrine and other substances that may affect heart rhythms and arterial pressure. That's why it's so great working with a Japanese Health Research Institute. They figure all this out, and they bring us the same potency, the same integrity from the products every time, so we can trust them. There are also bergamot supplements and capsules, which in independent laboratory testing show results that are far less than those are offered by the bergamot extract in Kinsen Bergesterol. The bergamot destined for Kinsen Bergesterol is produced without the use of pesticides, harvested and then blended under strict process controls. The final product is stabilized to help maintain freshness and potency, but no artificial preservatives are added. Because it is produced from natural ingredients, Bergesterol may be enjoyed without concerns regarding side effects or toxicity. As a natural substance, plant sterols are present in some vegetables, but consuming regular servings of this compound from food alone might require a considerable increase in caloric intake. Kinsen Bergesterol is a practical alternative. It can be served alone or mixed with orange or grapefruit juice.
We shouldn't say this too loud. The Health Canada or the FDA might be coming out and saying this is a pharmaceutical.
Well, it's a food.
I was supposed to be funny.
Don't tell them.
I'm going to be phoning Meekin today about that because I just received a new supply, and normally it's a